Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 33. Why do rodents eat my car's wiring and sound insulation? This is going to be another quick one. It's something that kind of comes up from time to time that I deal with as a, you know, as an auto repair and BMW repair technician. And for, believe it or not, for a lot of years, none of us really on the repair side of it knew why it tended to happen as far as rodents, you know, eating wiring insulation, sound insulation, mostly stuff that's in the engine compartment type of issues. We literally didn't know. I mean, when I was still working at the dealership, BMW dealership, and even asking the instructors that taught us, they didn't know. And finally, I mean, I've been doing this now, working on BMWs for 35 years at the date of this podcast. And I would say it was in the early 2000s. I belonged to an independent BMW technical group, and we were having our annual meeting, and there was a room full of about 250 to 300 shop owners and technicians. And again, we all specialized in German cars. And this fellow that was speaking at the time was a co-owner of a big tool company that they specialized in selling German tools for working on German cars. And he had just gotten back from Auto Mechanica, which is a huge tool trade expo that's held every other year in Germany. And so he's talking, and all of a sudden, he kind of, out of the blue, he says, yeah, I found out why the rodents eat wiring insulation and the sound insulation. And it was like the entire room, came to attention, and we were all going like, what? You know, like, we're finally going to find out. It was weird how it got very quiet, and there was this big hush in the room. Bottom line is that the Europeans, unlike the domestic car makers and I believe the Asian car makers as well, the Europeans, of course, they're very environmentally conscious, okay? So most wiring insulation and sound insulation is petroleum-based. However, in Europe, they, in trying to be environmentally sound, they use soybeans as a base. So the rodents, rats, squirrels, whatever it may be, when they're in your engine compartment trying to get warm and make a happy little home for themselves, they smell food. So they chomp away at it. That is the whole reason why rodents eat wiring insulation and typically sound insulation that's like on the hood of the car, on the inside of it, and stuff like that. Is for on the Europeans, it's soy-based. So they smell food, and they chomp away at it. And unfortunately, it can cost, especially if they go through a major wiring harness. I mean, there's a point where you can't reliably, cut out the bad section and put in a new one, especially if it happens to be like any kind of shielded cable. You're talking about replacing the harness. And I mean, I can remember doing them when I was at the dealership where, and that's not a warranty issue. Okay, that's not a defect in material or workmanship. It just, it happened. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And so, you know, for the customer, even though the car is under warranty, it's out of pocket for them. And we can be talking about, you know, thousands of dollars to make the repair. So it's just kind of an interesting one. That is the reason. I mean, like I say, for years, even the factory service trainers didn't know what was wrong or what the problem was, or they wouldn't tell us. But my feeling at the time was, I think if they knew, they would have told us, and they simply didn't know at the time. So, little factoid there. Like I said, I knew this was going to be a short one, but I still have customers from time to time that ask those questions. Of course, the other one they ask is how do I get rid of the rodents in my car or in the engine compartment? And certainly one thing would be, if the car doesn't have to be parked outside, that would be one way, is if it can be parked in the garage, that's better. You're not necessarily going to 100% get rid of the potential for it. But for that matter, if the car, of course, is used every day, there's going to be less likelihood that they're going to make a home out of your engine compartment. But I certainly see them come in from time to time. There's times I see where there is evidence that eroded his, you know, in the engine compartment. And yes, sometimes they do actually, you know, I still see issues where they chew through wiring harnesses and things like that. So it can get kind of interesting. But I'm sure if you were to go on the internet, if you have that problem or if your car has that problem, I mean, I've heard of things like taking mothballs and taking some cheesecloth and making like a little, sort of like a little bag with a rubber band on it that holds the mothballs, and leaving this thing in a couple different places in the engine compartment. Obviously, it needs to be out of the way, not close to the engine or anything like that. And I've read that, you know, they don't like the smell of mothballs. Whether or not that really works or not, to be honest with you, I don't know for sure. But it might be a possibility. But I'm sure if you were to go online, you'd find different, you know, home remedies, so to speak, and just go from there with it. But that is the reason why the rodents go after wiring and sound insulation in European cars. So I hope it's been kind of a fun one. And as usual, if you want to email me or get in contact with me, bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, if you've picked this up from iTunes or Spotify or Podbean, by all means, if you want to leave a comment, I'd appreciate it. And I will certainly try to, you know, answer or respond to any comments. Good or bad, doesn't matter. Again, I am also on LinkedIn if you want to get a hold of me through that. Hope it's been informative. Had a little bit of fun with it, just kind of a little factoid there. And thanks for listening. Appreciate your time. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.